Okay, today's daf is Maisros daf Yud Ches, 18th daf here in Maseches Maisros, and we are on the last line of Yud Zayin Amud Beis, discussing the Ginas Vradim. Right, that's the name of a sefer also, but we're talking about the actual Ginas Vradim mentioned in the Mishnah. We have a machlokas or a meir and a behuda, when somebody buys a couple of figs and they're given one by one, so does he have to take off maaser yet or not? So we had a machlokas, or behuda says he does not have to, or meir says he has to. Then the Gemara says, oh, maybe the machlokas is only where the seller is giving the figs off the tree. But if the buyer is giving the figs off the tree, then for sure, one by one is okay. Then for sure, one by one, there's no chiyuv yet. And what was the raya? The raya was the Ginas Vradim, the story that Rabbi Yehuda brought in the Mishnah to prove his case was the Ginas Vradim case, which we said was a rose garden, and obviously the owner didn't want you, the buyers, to come in and trample the roses, and that is why that must be a case where the seller is the one that gives one by one, and that's the case of Machlokas. So we're medayik that that's the case of, the only case of Machlokas, but if there was no... If the buyer was taking the figs, then everybody would agree that, even Rav Meir would agree that there's no chiyuv of maaseris yet, and you could still eat arai from it. So the Gemara says, oh, maybe Gemara Sanhedrin. So the Gemara says, Masnisa plik al avayid Rabbi Mana. The Brisa, the following Brisa, maybe argues on Rav Mana's understanding. What's Ramana's understanding that we just said? That literally the rose garden is a rose garden, is a real rose garden, and that's why it must be that the seller doesn't want the buyers to go in because they're going to trample the roses. But the following brisa seems to say that even if the rose garden is not really a rose garden, not every time that you call something by name is it really true, a really true description of that item. So even though it's called a rose garden, it's no proof that there's really roses in there that would be trampled, and that's why it must be talking about a case where the seller, you know, gives it. Because after all, we have a brisa in Maseches Baba Basra, right? If you would guess where this brisa is, you would say Baba Basra, because it's all about buying and selling in real estate. Karma ani mocha lecha. If somebody sells and make a deal, I'm going to sell you a vineyard. Even if there are no vines in the vineyard, but that's what it's called. It is sold. It is sold because the understanding is, if everybody knows that this is called the kerem, even though there are no krumim, there are no kfanim anywhere near, it's still okay. Shalomach alo el shmo, because he sold the item by its name. Pardis ani mocha lechav, I sell you an orchard, a pardes. Avo vishen bo ilanos, even though there are no trees, I raise a macher. Shalomach alo el shmo, and therefore, it could be in our Mishnah, the Ginas Vradim that's referred to, it's just a place called Ginas Vradim. It doesn't mean that there are actual roses, and therefore it doesn't have to be that it was actually the seller that was nervous, that's what he brought out. So there's no raya. So there's no raya from our Mishnah that the Machlokes, or Meir and Behuda, is only where the seller takes out the fruit. But if the buyer would, then that would be okay, according to Rabbi Meir, there's no raya, because maybe our Mishnah is just talking about a case where it's called Ginas Vradim, but not that it is actually having roses in there. Roses come up in terms of trampling roses, come up in another place in Shas. The Sanhedrin Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, in the Bavli, the Gemara, based on a pasuk of in Shir HaShirim, Suga Bashoshanim, a hedge of roses. Suga Bashoshanim, the Gemara there, Darshins, Shafilu Kisuga Shol Shoshanim, Lo Yifritsu Bohen Pratzos. Even if there is a rose garden, there won't be trampling. Won't be trampling. What is that? The mean Rashi there says, Gedura Bishoshanim, Klomar, Biazhara Kala Ubavdala Mu'etes, Heim Nifrashim and Avera. Jews are unbelievable. Even if there's only a couple of roses between you and an Avera, you're not going to trample the roses. You're not going to trample the roses. That's what's alluded to in this pasuk. Ve'ein sara geder avanim lahafsikan. You don't need a stone wall between you and the avera. Just a couple of roses. That's all you need. Sha'afilu ein rechokim in avera el geder shoshanim mafsik beinayim v'lo yifritzu par pirtzos hageder. What's the example given by Chazal? Hainu da amar lahu mina l'ref kahana. That's what a certain heretic who obviously is not on the inside of Halacha, says to Rav Kahana, Amritu Nida Shari Liyichude Bahadi Gavra. A woman who's a Nida could have Yichud with her husband. This Min says to Rav Kahana, you think nothing happens? You think nothing happens? They have Yichud. Efshar Eish Bina Ores Ve'ena Mahavheves. Right, there's a fire with kindling. You think the fire is not going to catch the kindling and light on fire? Meaning the greatest taiva, the greatest yetzahara a man has is in this area. So you think that he's going to control himself. He's in private. There's nobody there. So what's our answer? Our answer is that's hilchas harchakos nida. Right, that's why there is a elaborate system of reminders called hilchas harchakos in Hilchas Nida, which are more chamer than any other woman, right? I can't pass my wife something, you know, from hand to hand, even if I don't trust her. I could pass something to any other woman in the world. I could pass. Because that's my wife when she's a Nida. There are more harchakos by Nida than any other because of this. Because of this, Chazal and some of them are the Torah, but the Chazal knew what they were doing in order to create this system of reminders. But that's what this min couldn't understand. They're in private, nothing's going to happen. Amar Le, Rav Kahana answers, HaTorah Heida Aleinu Suga Bashoshanim. The Torah says a hedge of roses. Sha'afilu Kisuga Bashoshanim Lo Yifritzu Behen Paratzos. Right? They're not going to violate, they're not going to trample. Not going to trample the rose garden, right? That's the mashal given by Chazal. That's the rose garden. Rav Soloveitchik has a beautiful article called "The Silent Hero," and he talks about what's a hero in modern day. My hero is somebody who goes out, who fights, but in Judaism there are silent heroes, heroes that are only in private areas between a man and a woman and Hashem. Those are silent heroes. And he quotes this Gemara. Lo yivitzu ben paratzos. And Reish Lakish Shamar, once we're here, Reish Lakish says, it's from a different pasuk that we learned that you have confidence in the Jew. Kifala kerimon rakaseich, afilu reikonet shabocha, malei mitzvos kerimon. Right? We had that recently also. Right? The Jew, every Jew, even the empty ones, are filled with mitzvos like a pomegranate is filled with seeds. Then you might say, why are they empty? Right? That's a question of the Bali Musa asking this Gemara. They're not so empty if they're filled with seeds. Okay. Rav Zeir Amar, another pasuk, but either way, this is the Gemara Sanhedrin Lamed Zayin relating to the rose garden. The Meiri, just to give one summary of this halacha from elsewhere, the Meiri in Baba Metzia on Daf Kuf Dalet says, Ha'omer l'chaveiro, whenever you sell something, you go by what Lashem and Adam is. If you call this something, even if it's not true, like here, the rose garden, it might not have roses. The vineyard might not have grapes. Right? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. As long as that's what's understood in the sale, that's okay. So, omer l'chaveiro, beis kor zeh ani mocher l'cha, o beis kor ploni ani mocher l'cha. You say, I'm selling you this base kur, even though it's not the right size. Not the right size, doesn't matter. As long as people call it that, and again, if there's any argument about it, the seller has to bring a raya, has to make sure that he proves that this is what people call it. Good, and as long as it's called that, it goes through the pardes and the rimonim also. The yesh visha omer, and then he says, shalonem rudvarim elu ela bedavar shalokeach toebo. Avo bedavar she'ein, that's only where there's even a question about it. But if there's something so obvious, avo bedavar she'ein botos, like, go, chayakat ilan te'ina. There's a huge fig tree. Vu yodeakein, shateina isa. And everybody knows there's this big fig tree in the field. And he says, v'amar lo, ilan shalafar sekeim zeh. I'm selling you this peach tree. It's a fig tree. Everybody knows it's a fig tree. And I'm calling it a peach tree, so some say there, so then it's for sure automatic and higiyu. If you beferish say something that is the opposite, and where it's obvious. So the Miri is not so convinced about that case. Ve'ein advarim nirim, I'm not sure about that case. So maybe, because maybe there he's just joking around, maybe there's no svichas das. Okay, but that's the case. Next. Says the Mishnah. Talking more about cases, remember the case is Mekach. We're in the context of Mekach. Mekach is one of the six events that are Koveya Lamaisris. So when is the Mekach take place? It says the Mishnah. Omer l'chaveiro, helechizur zeb, esrim te'enim sha'over li. Here's 20 figs, and I'm going to go choose some figs from your tree. Here are 20 figs, sha'avar li, that I am going to choose. Borer va'ochel. So again, then he's allowed to go, take one at a time, and eat. And eat. And there's no machlokas here. Meaning, sounds like even according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir in the previous Mishnah that said the case of where I give you and I say, please give me, please give me. So, so again, the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Meir and the Rabbi Yudah Machlokas, if I say, here, here's some money and give me, that's a Machlokas. But here I say, here's 20 figs, I'm going to choose, then Barav Ochel, then one by one, would be, okay, because as we said, the Kone here is picking. And as we said, maybe we didn't bring a Raya at the end of the Mishnah, but that's what we assume. Or Be'eshkol Sha'avarli, or if I say grapes, right, in this vineyard that I'm going to choose, Megarger va'ochel, as long as he takes one grape at a time off of the vineyard, so then that's okay. That's one by one, that's not Kovei Lamaisris. Or Berimon Sha'avarli, by the pomegranate that I'm going to choose, Poret va'ochel. You take one seed of the pomegranate, one wedge each time. But either way, section, you can't take a whole pomegranate off. Ba'avatiach sha'arvarli. So again, I don't know if that means our actual avatiach or just some other type of melon. Sofes va'ochel. You got to cut a piece. Cut a piece of some type of melon. So that's an even bigger chiddush. Because those aren't inherently separate things. Right? You could say a grape is a separate entity and a pomegranate seed or even a pomegranate wedge. But by a avatiach, some type of large melon, just cutting a piece, is that going to be enough to be considered, oh, one by one? Yes. The Mishnah says it's okay. If you do one by one, it works. Aval im amar lo be'asrim teinim elu. But if somebody says, I want these 20 figs. Be'asrim teinim elu b'shnei eshkolos, elu b'shnei ribonim elu. I designate. It's not that I'm going to choose later, but I designate which ones. B'shnei ribonim elu, b'shnei avatichim elu. Ochel kedarku upater. Then you could even take off those two totally, be what's called mitzaref, and you're still pater. Why? Because then, when was the kinyan done? In the first case, the kinyan was done as I picked them. So the kinyan is done bitalush, right? When it's detached. And then you could talk about whether it's nikva lamaisris or not. Because it's that could happen by talush. But if the kinyan is done b'mechubar, then for sure there's no chiyav yet. There's no chiyav take off shubas and maisa, but something is still attached to the ground. So here, where the kinyan took place, when it is was still attached, so therefore, for sure, it is okay. There is no problem with the kinyan in that case. No kinyan in that case. Again, the Gemara, the Mishnah says later on. We'll get to it in 20 daf from now. Daf Lamed Ches. There's no mekach is not koveya by mechuba lekarka. Right, it's not Kovei Baruchu Lekarka. But again, in the first case, the Rambam explains here in the Pirush Mishnayos, in the first case, the kinyan happened as you picked it. And if the kinyan happens as you picked it, because you didn't choose yet, so then it's going to be Nikva, and that's why it could only be one by one. So again, only one by one grape. So we've mentioned in the past also, the Shulchan Aruch talks about one grape. The Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Brachos, don't pick one, don't eat one grape. Maybe our Mishnah says you could pick one grape, one at a time, but don't have in mind that you can only eat one. Say, maybe if you pick one, eat it, and then you pick another one. Because the Shulchan Aruch says that's a serious shaila in Hilchos Brachos, in Hilchos Bracha Achrona, in Aruch Chaim, in Siman Reish Yud, the Shulchan Aruch says, Ha'ochel pachos bi kezayis, baby pas baby shar ochlim, if I eat less than a kezayis of solids. Vashose pachos mi revias, or I drink less than a revias from liquids. Bein miayin mi shar mashkim, mivarech tchila bracha ha-re'uya la'oso hamin, I make the bracha rishona, you always make a bracha rishona, ula acharav eino mivarech klal. And afterwards, there's no bracha achron. If I don't have the shear, I don't make a bracha ha-re'uya. The Taz here has a much discussed comment. The Taz says, but what if it's normal to eat or drink less than the shear? For example, the Taz says, schnapps. Right? If somebody has a shot glass of whiskey, so maybe there you should make a bernefashas, because that's the normal amount of drinking. That's the normal shear given. So maybe you should make a bernefashas. He has that possibility. The Magen Avraham argues. Magen Avraham says, no. No, well, you're going to go by every food is going to have their own. What if you have a hot pepper, right? That's, you go by the shear of eating hot peppers. And you go by a million foods. You always go by the amount of food that is normal to eat. And what if you have a food that's normal to eat more than a kezias? Right? So, in Ladavar Sof, so the Magen Avraham says, we don't pass on like the Taz. And there are those, if you remember, that bring over this Taz to say, oh, if the Taz says that it's good enough for Bracha Achrona, maybe it's also good enough for Kiddush. Maybe they don't forget it for Kiddush. And even though you need a Revius for Kiddush, but because this is the normal amount of drinking whiskey, so maybe here too, you can make Kiddush on whiskey, even though it's less than the requisite shear. So, we've mentioned 2 points. Number one, we don't even pass on like the Taz and Ilchus Bracha Achrona. Number two, the Taz never even said it by Ilchus Kiddush. Who says that the Taz would agree? Maybe the Taz only said it by Bracha Achrona, but he would say Kiddush is different. Kiddush is a mitzvah. Kiddush, you need a shear of a revius, and you have to drink a rov revius from that revius. So who says that the one would be able to extend that? But that's one of the defenses of making Kiddush. The easy way to do it is just to have someone else, you know, be motzi with Kiddush. If somebody wants to have a shot glass in the morning, then be motzi with someone else, not to make Kiddush on it. The same thing with Havdalah, by the way. People don't realize Havdalah is also a kosher bracha. And Havdalah also needs the requisite shear for Revius. So one should keep that in mind. Fine. But then the Shulchan Aruch says here, the Yesh Mistafkim Lomar, this is the suffix of the Rishonim, suffix of Tosfos and the Rush, that wait a minute, maybe we know in Hilchus Isser Veheter, we have a concept called Birya, a concept called a whole item. How do you define Birya? That's a good kasha. Do you go by a whole animal? That's for sure a Birya, like an ant. That's the Gemara. An entire ant, an entire bug, so that's Birya. What about an entire Arla grape? Right? An Arla grape is also Usser. Does a Birya have to be alive? Right? Is that part of it? The Rishonim, the Ritosis, the Rashba have all different ingredients. What's a Birya? Is it just a whole item? Is a whole item that, you know, loses its name right when it's cut in half? Is it a whole item that loses its name that was alive at the time? It's all different discussions. But the question that the Rishonim have is, does that whole world of Birya apply not only by Yisurim, where it comes up in the Gemara, but also by Hilchas Brachas? If I have a whole grape, is that good enough to make a Bar Nefashos or an Allah Eitz? That's his question. V'ish mistafkin lomar, shal davar shu kibir yaso, kagon gargir shel enav, a grape, o shel rimon, one pomegranate seed, shemavarchin la'acharav, afo pishen kezayis, even though there's not a kezayis, lachain, lachach, says the Shulchan Aruch, nachon lizar shel lechol bir yapachos b'kezayis. So Shulchan Aruch says, don't eat one grape. Right? Shulchan Aruch doesn't tell us too often not to eat mutter things. But don't put yourself into a suffix. Obviously, it's only birya if you ate it as is. If you cut the grape in half, that's not a birya anymore. Right? Okay. So that's in terms of eating one grape. Vaitu, we continue now in the Mishnah. Next section of the Mishnah has to do with the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah in Parshas Kiseitse that if I have somebody working in my field, they have rights. They have rights to eat. They're working in my orange. They're harvesting my oranges. They're allowed to eat some oranges. That's a halacha. Not only is there an issur of muzzling my animal, I'm not allowed to muzzle my worker. I'm not allowed to prevent him from eating. It doesn't mean that if he's a shoemaker, could take some of my shoes. Right? It means that if there's something that grows from the ground and it's at the stage of Gemar Malacha and it's talush, right, a couple of requirements, so then he's allowed to take. It's fascinating that there's two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah saseh that I have to leave it for him. There's a mitzvah lo saseh that he can't take too much. Mitzvah lo saseh. So there's a balance. You can't cheat. You can't cheat. You can't take more than he's supposed to. That's in the, if you look in the chinuch, tovkuf ayin vav, tovkuf ayin zayin. Tovkuf ayin vav, mitzvah aleinu laniach hasachir leechol bizman she schiruso midvar mayiduim. Certain things. And then the next mitzvah, tovkuf ayin zayin, and the Achronim all wonder, that's a separate lo saseh. Why isn't that just gezel? If you're taking more than you're supposed to take, that's just stealing. Is it a double avera? Is it a double avera that you get two averas? So sometimes you have this. You have an avera that seems to be just like another avera in a specific context. Do you say this two? You say this one? Okay. That's an interesting. We'll see if we have time. So the Mishnah is going to say that if the Torah is what's allowing this guy to take the fruit from the field, that's not called mekach for Hilchus Koveh Lemaisrus. But if I'm giving it to him, then that's a sale. If he's taking it, that's from Hashem, it's not from me. Right? So mekach, the event of transactions being koveil ma'isrus, that's only if I'm selling him something or giving him something. But if he's taking because Hashem says he should take it, that's not called mekach. So here we go. Hasokh as a poel luxos betainim. I hire a worker to spread out and to dry my figs. Amar lo, amanash ochel teinim. And he says, I'm only doing this, amanash, that I can eat some of the figs. Hu ochel upater, that he's allowed to eat from those figs, and he's pater. That's not called mekach. Why? Because even if he didn't say a word, he'd be able to do that. He's allowed to take from those figs. Amanash ochel ani ubini, but if he says, amanash, that me and my son could take from the figs, which is not what the Dindaraisa is. Osha Yochal Bini Bishari, or my son's going to eat instead, then who ochel upater, that he could eat and he's pater, because that's from the Torah. Ubano ochel v'chayev, but when his son eats, he's going to be chayev in ma'isros, because that's called mekach, and therefore there's a chayev, there's a kfiel of ma'isros. Almanash ochel b'shas ha-ketziyo, la'achar ha-ketziyo, if somebody makes a t'nai almanas, that I'm going to eat it as I spread them out to dry, and afterwards. So, b'shas ha-ketziyo, when I spread them out to dry, so that's the din d'oraisa, that's the mitzvah, and therefore ochel pater, then the worker could be pater in that case. But if it's afterwards, chayev. Because that's not the din d'oraisa. So again, it's only the worker himself, and it's only at the time that he's doing the work. That's the din d'oraisa. That's the mitzvah. And now the Mishnah explains. This is the rule. If you're eating minatorah, that Torah gives you the rights, that's not a deal between us. That's not a mekach, and therefore, that's not a kfilah maestros. That's not called mekach, pater. V'she'eino ochel minatorah chayiv. But if I'm not eating midaraisa, it's a separate private deal between us, then that's called mekach, and it's going to be nikva la maestros. It's going to be nikva le maestros. Good. The chinuch, as I just said here, it's the has the balance. The balance of the mitzvah of leaving, and so the employer has to make sure he has, but the employee can't cheat and take more than he's supposed to. So on that mitzvah, the chinuch asked the question that I alluded to before. V'im tishal lama hayitzorach laval zeh v'lo bechal gezelu. It's just stealing, right? It's just stealing. So what do you need a law for? So tshuva, the answer is you're right. It's stealing. But people aren't going to think it's stealing. People are going to think, I'm allowed to take. I'll take some also for my son. I'll take some. People don't think it's stealing. The Torah is giving you an extra reminder. No, it's stealing. The Torah, where things are common, sometimes the Torah goes out of its way and says it again and again and again. Right? Lefisha yidme hapoel shelo yielochet bilakho migiduli akarka beisakatiro batzir. Right, they're not gonna think it's an Aveira. Shederech b'nei Adam shel lahakbid b'dara kolkach. You think he's gonna mind if I take a couple more grapes? He's not gonna mind. Kimog shei makpidim b'mashiyish l'metoch habayis. If I go into his house and take some food from his fridge, okay, he's not gonna want that. But here, I'm allowed to take anyway. I'm taking a little more. Take a little more. Big deal. The answer is yes. Big deal. Al kein haya mechasadav baruchu. It's a chesed of Hashem to give us another reminder. La harbos alav ha'azharos bima shehakishalon matsui. Right, where there is easy stumbling. Right, kishalon matsui, the Torah gives us extra reminders. Ki'inyin sha'amru, Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakos es Yisrael, l'ficha cher b'lam Torah mitzvahs. Hashem wants us to be mezake us, and there he gives us Torah mitzvahs. How many pshatim could we come up with this line? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the chinuch himself, I don't remember this one. The chinuch here says, you know what this that means? Right? The Rosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mishnah at the end of Makkos, Hashem wants to be mezakas and mitzvahs, so he gives us extra reminders in places where averas are very common. And therefore, he'll give us an extra warning. The chinuch himself gives a different shot to that line in Tavtah Zayin, in Voeschanon, on the mitzvah of Losis Aveh. On the mitzvah of Lo Sisav, it's the only one of the mitzvahs from the Aseret Dibros that are counted new in Veschanan. They're all counted in Yisro. But the new one, Lo Sisav, doesn't appear in Yisro. So the Chinuch says Lo Sisav is that one shouldn't covet. And the Chinuch says Lo Sisav is obligatory upon all people in the world, not just Jews. Not just Jews. What are you talking about? Says the Chinuch. Right? Non-Jews? It's not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs. Oh, yes, it is. It's an anaf of Gezel. It's an anaf. It's a branch of Gezel. Not only not stealing, but doing anything that might come to stealing. If I covet very much in my heart, I'm going to want to get that, and I'm going to want to do things to ultimately... So he says, there are a lot of branches. And even though, he says, for a non-Jew, so it's all one. It's only Sheva Mitzvahs Bei Noach. Gezel includes 20 things. Avodah Zarah includes 20 things. Arayas is only one for non-Jews. It includes 20 Averis. So for Jews, it's 20 Averis. And for it's 20 separate Averis. And for a non-Jew, it's one. Razak HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zach HaSiz Yisrael. L'fikach Eilam Torah Mitzvahs. For a non-Jew, Loses Avem and Gezel, same Avera. For a Jew, separate Averis. More chances to do more different Averis, and that's where he says, Razak HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zach HaSiz Yisrael. Another pshat. The same author. The Chinuch said, we don't know who the author is, but the same author of giving the pshat. And there are many other pshatim to Razak HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We could have a whole shir. That's an idea for shir. Right? Different pshatim with the Rambam and then the Pirush Mishnayos and Makos gives another pshat and it's Siv in the end of the Shiltos. We'll see. Let's continue and then we'll see how much time there is. Okay, we continue. Ha'ose bilavazim. If somebody's working with a certain type of figs, lo yochal b'no sheva, then he's not allowed to. This is just Hilchus worker in the field, right? A worker is only allowed to take part and consume what he's working in. If he's working in one type of figs, he can't go to the next field and eat fancier types of figs, b'dosheva, or the opposite, b'dosheva lo yochav levasim. Ava, what he's allowed to do is, ava moneo esatzmo ashu magila makam ayafas v'ochel. Let's say he's working in the fig field, and he sees the next row has luscious figs. So he's allowed to not take any from the first row until he gets to the second row, because that's all, that's fine. He's allowed to take from these figs that he's working in, and he can delay lunch for an hour before so he gets to those. Hamachlif, fine. Hamachlif em chadero, zelocha v'zelochal. What if somebody is trading figs? Yeah, I'm going to give you some figs, you're going to give me some figs. And they're each going to be for eating purposes. Zelixos v'zelixos, so they're both going to be for drying purposes. Zelochal v'zelixos, or this one's going to be for eating, this one's going to be for drying. Chayiv, in all those cases, chayiv. The Gemara is going to say, this is according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is the one that said, if you remember, mekafis koveya, even by yadavar shlo nigmar malacha. So even though you say, I'm going to dry it, it's still mekafis koveya. Right, according to the other Shita, only if I nigra malacha, only if you're going to use it to eat. But this Shita of the Mishnah is holding that even if it's for, by something that's shalom nigmar malacha, and therefore it is going to be chayiv even lixos. Rabbi Yehuda omer, no, hamachlif, lo chal chayiv, lixos pater. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, only if you're taking it to eat, then it has gemar malacha, therefore you're going to be chayiv. But lixos, if you're taking it to dry, which means it did not have gemar malacha yet, mekach is not koveya. Without Gemara Malacha, and therefore Pater. Therefore Pater. It's good. Says the Gemara Rabbi Yossi, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Migagar achas achas v'holech v'yochel. Like the Mishnah said, one grape at a time. That's all you could do. If somebody says here, here's 20 and I'm going to go take the grapes, one grape at a time. Amalei Rabbi Chiya Barva v'ched Rabbi Yavid. Rabbi actually did that. Tani B'shem Rabbi Yossi, Avatiach shesafas bo'afilu kol shehu kinayo. Every mafarish on the page gives a different shot of this line, right? What does it mean that an avatiach that you take a piece kinayo? So the Pnei Moshe and Rav Chaim Kanievsky say this is talking about meiser. They just give opposite pshatim, right? But the Pnei Moshe says this shita is arguing on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said if you take a little piece of an avatiach, so that's good enough. That's like one by one. So the Pnei Moshe says no, avatiach, that's one thing. That's one. It's not like one grape. It's one thing. Therefore, if you take a piece, you are kona the whole thing, and it's mekach, and it's koveya. That's the Pnei Moshe pshat. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says exactly the opposite. He says, kenayo, if you take one little piece, that shows you're eating it one by one, and that you can take the whole rest of it together. You don't have to do it one by one by one by one by one piece. Right? That's the Rav Chaim Kanievsky. The Rasilio says this has nothing to do with maestris. It has to do with kinyanim. If you take a little piece of a water, let's say you're in the store, and there are watermelons, and you take a little piece of the watermelon to try it. You tasted it, you bought it. Right? That's it. That's your watermelon. Oh, I only was kona this little piece of it. No. Little piece of it, the whole watermelon is yours. If avatiach is watermelon. If not, it's some other large gourd. Okay. Rabbi Yonah says also, Berimon Cain. Again, depending on what your pshat was of the previous line, will depend of on what the Rimon is also. Maybe it's saying also Rimonim, you can't separate into separate, it's not like a grape, which grows separately. Maybe a pomegranate seed is more like a watermelon piece. Interesting. Okay. Amar Almanas Shochal Teinim. If somebody says the Almanas, then it's meaningless because the Torah lets you do it. So, lovely Almanas. Afilu Bishlo Almanas. Right? So, even if he didn't say a word. So, what's that adding? So, Rabbi Yavin, Mishem Rabbi Shmai. That's right. Lachain Sricha. This is why you need it. Shavilu Amar Almanas. Even if he says Almanas, it's meaningless because the Torah says that you could have this right. Right? You don't have to make this yourself, and therefore, it is, that's the chiddush, that even if you said it, you don't look at it as mekach. Once we're on the topic of workers' rights in the field, this mitzvah, so we're going to have some talk about that mitzvah. We'll get back to it, I guess, in Bamitziah. Taman Tanina, but the Mishnah says in Bamitziah, Hayaose Biyadav, what part of the body do you have to be working in order to be able to be zoche to eat the grapes or the figs? Hayofse biyadav avalo baragla. Baragla avalo biyadav, hands, feet. Afilo al ktefo, harizi yochal. Whatever part of your body you're using, you're in the field, physical, you're allowed to eat. Vitani kain, what does it mean? Biyado oger. If you're only using your hands, that means you're making bundles. Baragla masmich, feet, that means you're pushing things together with your feet. Afilo al ktefo towing, what does it mean? On your shoulder, you're carrying something. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda omer, no. Achiyase biyadav, Ubaraglav ubagufo kedayish. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says you have to be using your whole body, just like the ox when he's plowing. Kedayish, right? That's what it's compared to. Los oxim sharbadisho. Madai, just like an ox. Shu osev yadav ubaraglav ubagufo. The ox is using all of his body. He's walking. He's everything. Av kodavar shu osev yadav ubaraglav ubagufo. He has to be using his whole body. We compare the person and the animal. And once we're on the topic, we have other comparisons between the animal and the person. Daish. Ma daish, and it's dafka threshing. Ma daish miyuchat shu betalush. Just like threshing is only by detached items. Av kol shu katup betalush. That also, the only applies by detached items. If, for example, yotza excluding hamenachesh. What if you're weeding? You're taking out the bad stuff, but you're leaving the good stuff. If you're taking out bad weeds, then if you're not taking out any onions or garlic, you can't eat any of them. Right? Only if you're detaching. Or if you're a hoeing in between, right? Whatever you're doing, you're only allowed to partake if you are taking some out. But if you're not, so then you wouldn't be able to partake. Okay, we're in the middle of this discussion of the worker and his rights. B'ezras Hashem, we will continue next time.